Now that monkeypox has been declared a public health emergency, the Biden administration is moving to stretch out the availability of vaccines by changing the way the shots are administered. Javier Becerra is Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Last week, I declared a public health emergency to address the monkeypox outbreak. Today, we take another important step. I've exercised my authority under the Section 564 of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act to allow the FDA to take further measures to safely increase the availability of vaccines to prevent monkeypox.
Becerra joined other officials and members of the White House monkeypox response team. They're dealing with an outbreak of the virus that is approaching 9,000 cases in the United States. The monkeypox vaccine, Jynneos, is made by a Danish company called Bavarian Nordic. It's given in two doses, 28 days apart, by subcutaneous injection, underneath the skin. The new authority, Becerra described, will let the Food and Drug Administration change the injection method to intradermal. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, describes the difference.
Some healthcare providers may not be as familiar with intradermal administration, where you deliver the vaccine into the layer of skin just underneath the top layer, compared to the more traditional subcutaneous administration, which goes into the fat layer underneath the skin.
Children under 18 years old will still get subcutaneous injections of the vaccine because that's an easier and more familiar way to vaccinate children. But for adults, intradermal injections can stretch a one-dose vial to be used for five doses. That means the roughly 500,000 doses now available for allocation could vaccinate more than 2.2 million people. Robert Califf is commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. He says a past study looked at lower volume intradermal injections.
The results of this study demonstrated that intradermal administration produced a similar immune response to subcutaneous administration. Many individuals in both groups responded to vaccination in a similar way.
Bob Fenton is the White House monkeypox response coordinator. He says the change is key.
What Dr. Califf just laid out is a game changer when it comes to our response and our ability to get ahead of the virus. It's safe, it's effective, and it will significantly scale the volume of vaccine doses available for communities across the country.
Some critics say the new vaccination method is problematic because healthcare providers are often not familiar with intradermal vaccinations. That technique is used with some tests, like TB skin tests, but that's not the way vaccines are generally given in the U.S. But Walensky says the CDC is distributing information to healthcare providers and conducting outreach. Dr. Peter Marks is with the FDA. He says intradermal injections should not be considered something new for this vaccine.
In Germany, this vaccine was given intradermally originally in an effort to replicate the original version of the smallpox vaccine. And it's been given to thousands of people intradermally. So this isn't the first time it's been done. It's obviously a little different here. We have a vaccine that's being used for smallpox and monkeypox.
Even as more vaccinations become available, it's still important to take other precautions, according to the CDC's Walensky.
While additional vaccine effectiveness studies are underway, we at CDC are very much recommending that people who get vaccinated continue to take steps to protect themselves from infection, especially if they have only had a single dose, by avoiding close skin-to-skin contact, including intimate contact with somebody who has monkeypox, because we don't yet know how well these vaccines work.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.